Welcome back to Media Mix.
Shut up. You got the vibe all wrong.
No, you didn't do monotone.
Stupid. You're
sorry,
stupid.
Sorry, sorry.
We're doing it again.
We can't do that because I said no.
Welcome back to Media Mix. Today we're going to do a special kind of movie. It's called Dune, and it's confusing. Roll the intro.
Yep. All right.
Now that we're back, as you see, we have a blank space right here, and that's going to be filled by Vicky, who is unironically late as usual.
No, the fourth is just a chair. Chair's the fourth today.
Yeah, for now, she'll probably be here like halfway through, and we'll have to go let her in. But anyways, let's jump into this movie of Dune. I have a quick little
wait. Introduce you guys.
Oh, my bad. I'm Jack. I'm your main host.
No, you're not. Excuse me? Okay.
All right, fine. I'm co-host.
I'm Nick, the main co-host.
And I'm also Nick. I'm also a main co-host. If you guys, just to kind of let you know, two people in this room have seen the movie. Meanwhile, I have not seen the movie.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Jack asked me to be here so then I could compare the book to the movie, but I'm reading, and I understand, yes, before Jack roast me and flames my butthole, I know I had enough time to watch the movie, but I suffer from a condition called I don't care enough. I'm kidding. I do care a lot.
The reason why we didn't do this podcast like 2 weeks ago is you were like, I want to watch it. Wait, hold up. Don't do it.
No, I didn't say I want to watch it.
Yes, you did. You're like, dang, I really want to be on that one.
I never
to be
said
fair,
that.
It was just the reason
sure
why is because it was just gonna be Jack and Vicky, and I don't know. It just wasn't gonna work out that way. We needed a fourth for that movie.
Yeah, and then so I was like, okay, another cool perspective would be if Nick were to read like the not even the book, obviously, because that'd be way too long, but just read the spark notes of the movie of like the book that you know has to do with the movie. So I was like, so we can compare, like, and you know, he could be like, whoa, that didn't happen in the book, but he's too lazy. He didn't even really
do
that.
He's
kind of just doing it right now.
It's because you told me that idea at like midnight last night.
Yeah, and you had like all day today. What were you doing today?
I was at the gym.
All day?
I woke up at 10. I went to the gym. I picked up Alex, and then I went and helped my mom cook for Thanksgiving. And now I'm here now.
That took a span of 8 hours?
I woke up at 10. I left the gym at 12. And then, not 8 hours? How does that math work? From 10 to, yeah, that took 8 hours. I work out of the gym for 2 hours.
Okay, there's two. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to break this crap.
But anyway,
down.
No, I did.
No,
whatever. But
I also had a pretty good idea.
That Nick would actually just watch the movie? Oh.
to be fair.
Well, we'll
no,
get
Nick,
into
we're
that
great,
idea
we're
grateful
you're even here. So.
To be yeah. fair, this is
unlike
just
somebody else here.
To be fair, this book is confusing.
So was the movie, but
the movie
I
is very confusing.
I did write like a little thing to kind of like I don't know,
keep us on
simplify,
track.
No, just simplify like the premise of it. So yeah, basically it's just a crazy story about and it has like a bunch of different parties involved. All right, the two main houses, the two main like, you know, conflicting forces.
The good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, the good guys and bad guys. Good guys are the House Atreides, who that's what the movie mainly focuses on. Mm-hmm. And the bad guys are the House Harkonnen, I think that's called.
Harkonnen.
Yeah, Harkonnen. Harkonnen. Mm-hmm. With the, the big, bald, floating, fat dude as the main
bad
guy.
Have you ever played Dark Souls 3 and you killed Aldrich the Deep? This is his ugly older uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're obviously the bad guys, and then there's the Imperial family who kind of just sets the rules and kind of oversees and runs everything. I think there's like millions of other families out there, but this movie only focuses on just the two.
Yeah.
And, basically, and then there's also
the Fremen.
No, I was talking about the Truesayer people,
the Bene Gesserit?
Yeah, Bene Gesserit, who have like this crazy ability where they can like kind of just, they talk in a weird demanding voice, and you're just kind of like automatically forced to do what they say. It's kind of like using the force.
I feel like that shit is incredibly unbalanced and needs to be nerfed.
Dude, it is so OP. But anyways, basically the whole premise of this movie is I forgot what the planet's called. They're on the sand planet, but
Arrakis.
Arrakis.
Yeah, Arrakis.
Yeah, on Arrakis, there's spice mixed into the sand everywhere, and that spice is used for like interplanetary travel and basically all their jet engine fuel.
That's the only planet that has
apparently it. Yes, and yeah, they need that fuel to get everywhere, and they, people pay top dollar for it, and yeah, that's kind of what the premise of this movie is. So super confusing. I mean, that was really the only confusing part because they didn't really go in detail of like what everything is in the beginning, but.
Does this all take place within a galaxy, or is it just like all of space travel in the universe revolves around this one planet?
I couldn't tell, but remember in the beginning where they were on their home planet, and then, you know, they got on their big spaceship, and then, like, I don't know, I feel like it was like a couple weeks before they even got to the sand planet. I'm not even 100% sure, to be honest.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like a day or something like that. They don't really give a big time span of that. Oh. Are you here? Okay, we're going to let you in. We're in the middle of the podcast right now.
Whoa. Got a special guest coming in, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, see you in a second. All right, bye.
All right, we'll just pause and then come back.
Well, anyways, we just got done explaining the premise of this movie, how they like spice mining. I don't know if we've resumed already. Spice mining. Probably have already.
I think we've just been going.
Maybe we just have. I don't know.
We said we were pausing, but
I forgot to press pause. When I edit the video. But, yeah, we just basically we're talking about
kind of just explaining the premise of
and how the Bene Gesserit are OP and
gotcha.
Are able to, like, just make anybody do anything they say.
Imagine, right, if Dune high schools were just like, oh, yeah, everyone goes to the same schools and the Bene Gesserit just bully and they're like, give me your lunch money. You're just like... Oh, okay. Can't do anything about it because.
Well, I guess I have to now.
Like, give me your homework for copy, like,
bro. Okay. That scene where they're in the like helicopter or dragonfly looking thing after like the, you know, their home base got taken over and they're like dropping them off to kill them.
So this is after all of Atreides is dead.
Yeah, this is after all of Atreides is dead and they all got raided and they're getting hauled off in the dragonfly thing. And like, you know, they finally get the mom's like, you know, mouth
I think I know gag off or whatever.
And she's like, untie me, and then she's like, kill yourself.
Stop breathing.
It's like, okay. It's so funny, dude.
It's like mind control. They can't help it.
I know, but it's so funny.
I love the dude on that aircraft. And they're like, we should just throw him off board. And he tries to use the voice, and they just punch Paul in the face.
Like, what'd you
and
the say, guy's Paul? Like,
don't talk. Stop talking.
Are they all just like sons of like the big bad like fat dude, or are they like? I don't know.
Soldiers.
I think that's a possibility. Because
they're all like, you know, pretty chunky.
They're all so pretty ugly, so they're probably all related.
I guess. Inbred.
I don't know.
They did Dave Bautista dirty by expert. Making him the uncle of the big bad boy.
Who is Dave Bautista? Is that Drax?
Yeah.
He's the uncle?
He's like the you know,
the nephew.
Yeah, he's the nephew, or maybe he's the uncle. I don't know. Yeah, but he wouldn't be the uncle.
No, he's the guy. Wouldn't be the uncle. He's
throws
like
a little hissy fit when they find their leaving Arrakis.
Yeah, because he calls him uncle. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of was expecting more from his acting in this movie.
Why is?
Because like,
it you expect acting from Dave Bautista.
Dude, it's Dave Bautista, bro.
I'm reading the spark notes from the book, and it's kind of funny because it's like the only name that pops up that you can kind of remember is Paul. Why is that the only name they use?
It's like the only one syllable name in the entire movie/book series.
I mean,
series,
Duncan. Have you seen Duncan in there yet?
Oh, hang on, Jack. That's two syllables now. That's it's a little harder to remember.
Aquaman.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Don't finish that.
You're already.
We're trying to get monetized, even though we've already sworn like 10 times.
Already.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, I don't know. What was your favorite scene?
we're already that far in.
Because, I don't know. What else do you want?
Because here's the thing. If I had watched the movie and I had been more prepared, I'd be able to either poop on the movie or praise the movie, depending on what.
Yeah, I really wish you would have seen it. Because, like,
let's just. I don't know. Because you and I have seen the movie, right? You, yeah, and you as well. We've The three of us have
I should just not be here.
No, please, please. Let me.
What?
I'm bad with
Do
words.
Do I even
okay?
exist?
So I was having a conversation with Grant the other day, and he was like, "You've never been to Jet's Pizza?" I'm like, "No, I haven't." It's like, when I come back, we're getting Jet's Pizza. And I'm so dumb. I was like, "Man, now I'm excited for you to come home." He was like, "Wow."
What do you...
What does this have to do?
What I'm like, trying to say is, I'm bad with words, so give me another chance. So, the three of us have seen...
That was the point. That was just
that's
the
point of this?
Yeah, I was like...
That didn't even give us the point,
now
by
I'm
the way.
I'm excited for you to come home, Grant. Like I wasn't excited before. But
you excited for him to what?
Grant, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. But
you excited for to what?
I'm excited to go get Jet's Pizza. All
right.
Have you guys ever had Jet's Pizza?
No, we have not had Jet's Pizza.
Anyways.
So
let's talk about the movie.
Anyway, we've seen the movie already.
Yes.
What did you think about the movie? Did you like it? Hate it?
I really liked it.
You liked it?
After I got past the part of it being very, like, confusing. And
it was very confusing.
Well, we watched it twice.
I watched it once, and then I watched, like, a third of it awake, and then I fell asleep.
Yeah, so... I mean, after watching after watching that second time, it really, I was able to like, oh, okay, I kind of understand this much more now than when I watched it the first time, because they don't really do a good job of explaining like who each character is and, you know, what they really do and like what their significance is until you actually get through the movie and you're like, oh, he does this and he's like the trifecta of like good.
Yeah.
What Paul is. He's like the heir to the throne of the,
I kind of like that Atreides. Though. Because it's more of that storytelling element that I love, the show and don't tell. Because it would be boring if they just, you know, explained
everybody was. Well,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You kind of figure out just by what they do. Like, the guy who can read minds and make predictions, that one guy who's like, eyes go white, and he's like, big brain time.
Is it?
Like, you don't know exactly what he's doing until that whole scene plays out.
Is it very much like, a movie that, like... I'm pretty sure most of the time I'm just going to be asking questions, but is it pretty much most of the movie is like you don't understand it, but it's like
it's
more
like Tenet.
Is it more? Okay. Yeah. So you know, I probably would have, I don't know. I feel like there's a very fine line for movies like those, because like.
I think you would have liked it.
You would have.
But the thing is that, like, I guess.
You will like it if you ever do watch it.
I guess the way that like, I don't know, Christopher Nolan does it is like, you have a lot of names. But, like, if you kind of just watch it, you're probably going to enjoy it, which is probably the reason why he liked it.
Yeah, you didn't really need to know the names. You really didn't even need to know the houses or the names or anything like that. Because you could... Because each house...
Easily tell who's who.
Yeah, each house... Like, Atreides, basically just normal human beings. And then the Hacarin or whatever, the bad house or whatever, they were just a bunch of, like, weird, bald, white, like, really pale, like, bigger... people.
Wow, Jack.
Very ugly.
Really trying to avoid the way fat, word fat, aren't you?
Fat, white, ugly, wow.
They were big people, but you could tell, and then obviously, like, the Bene Gesserit, they were, like, just these tall, like, it wasn't, I think they were, like, also, like, kind of human, but they wore these very, like, exquisite black
veils.
Like,
they were,
over their head, and
they were hardcore goth.
So you could tell who everybody was apart, like, you know, you weren't getting anything confused.
Red and blue.
And then all the people who lived on the planet, the sand planet, they all had, like, what was it, like,
blue eyes?
Blue eyes because of the salt? Saturation
the
in their eyeballs.
No, it was the spice.
No, it's the spice.
The spice.
Spice.
Because they adapted to the environment. That's why.
Salt is a spice.
Yeah, it was like their entire eyeballs were just blue.
Salt bay.
I don't know. The only... I guess it's just one of those things where... I don't know if I sound like a jerk, but, like, we're watching it, and then instantly Alex was like, it's Tim... What is his name? Timothy Chalamet?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's Timothy Chalamet! And she's just... I'm like...
Who's Timothy Chalamet?
The main character. But I'm like...
He looks so malnourished.
But he's very much like...
Where's he from?
He reminds me of my brother before he started working out.
Like, I feel like it'd be... Oh, this is gonna sound really mean, but, like... I feel like if I was like, I can't get this letter open, like, I'd take his head and just be like, and then, like, open up the letter.
What,
he's got a sharp
is...
freaking chin.
Yeah, his jawline is very sharp.
I was going to say, that's not really being mean. It's kind of a compliment.
I mean, no. Like, he's got a nice jawline, but the chin is, like, very, like...
He's got that Angelina Jolie chin.
That's true.
I mean, it has something to do with the movie.
I mean,
but
I honestly had no idea who this dude was before I even watched this movie.
Yeah, what is he from, Vicky?
Beats me. I didn't watch his movies.
No.
he was well, in
that was
he
Alex
was in,
who was like
Yeah, it was Alex who was like that.
He was in like some like old movie where it's like they're I don't know.
Nice. It was in Deus. They're like, you know, they're just, you know.
I don't know. Okay, the thing that pissed me off was that we only saw Zendaya for like 5 minutes of the movie.
I think her total screen time was like 8 minutes.
Yeah. They're fairly certain that that's because they're leading up to
like,
another movie.
Yeah, so like a part two. I don't have to see
it to guess that.
Yeah, it alluded to that. But like, what was her connection to Paul? Like, he kept showing him like having...
Visions of her.
It
also showed
I don't
even
know what her name was in the movie. It was never said, I don't think.
Chanty? Chanty?
Is that what her name was?
Chanty?
Shanti?
Shanti?
I don't know.
I always thought like, that has always been the weirdest thing that movies or, like, books or whatever have done, where they're, like, a character doesn't know much about his past or something, and then he'll see a woman, and then the woman's like, I know you, and then you have to, like, piece it back together. And for some reason, I find that to be dumb.
Wasn't really that. Because they, like, you would think at first it would be like, oh, it might be, like, a future projection of, like, things he's going to see in the future. But remember when they were kind of walking through the sand before they got ambushed by the, you know, that little, like, the sand people, like, clan or whatever,
mm-hmm.
where he, like, fought to the death with that one guy? He was having the one dude.
Duncan?
No, remember in the sand or whatever, towards the end of the movie, they were fighting.
Oh, yeah.
They had to, like, fight to the death with that one mm-hmm. dude because he was like, you know, you got bested or whatever. Yeah, anyways, he was having visions of the guy. I wish I could pull up his name so I could, I don't know. I feel like
yeah, he was having visions that he was going
Jameis,
to lose.
Jameis. Yeah, sure. He wasn't having visions he was going to lose.
No, he was like, friends
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, he was having visions that he was talking and having, like, a conversation with him, and the guy was like, let me show you, like, the way of, like, the, I don't know, like, how to survive in this,
that was
like,
at the end, right?
Yeah, like, he was having visions of that guy, though, like, in a friendly way. But then, when he actually met him, obviously there is no future him where he's happy or, like, nice to him because he's dead now because Paul killed him.
Do you know where that was when they were talking?
In the middle of a rock?
No, it was... So I read this online. Apparently, Paul can learn from the past. So he was talking to Jameis from the past.
That doesn't seem like a superpower.
Is
it? Sounds like just like
I
something
thought he
that
was
everyone
seeing
has.
Visions.
No, that's just part of his powers because he's like the Bene Gesserit and the Duke's son. So
yeah, but I thought he was seeing the future.
No, because Jameis is dead.
Yeah, yeah, but what about Duncan? He saw him die. That was in the future, not the past.
What are you talking about? We're talking about Jameis.
No, talking about how he saw in his vision and his dreams. How
yeah,
Paul
saw he,
in saw his
he has visions Duncan. Of what's going to happen in the future, but he can also learn from the past. That's
I
part of
guess.
His abilities.
I get that, but it makes no
That's
sense.
That's the reason why he was able to see the outcome where he loses to Jameis, and he was able to correct it.
I don't remember that scene.
I don't remember that.
There was a scene where he was having a vision, and he saw that he was losing to Jameis, and Jameis stabbed him and killed him.
Oh, I saw that.
Maybe.
I think I saw that.
So
there was also a bunch of scenes of him getting killed by Zendaya.
So he has visions, ability to go in the past, OP voice power, and he's the Duke.
Yeah, I don't know how he, like, is able to get murked that easily, because, I don't know, like, his entire clan is able to just get destroyed like that. Like, why wouldn't he just, like, I don't know, put him in front of, like, a loudspeaker? His mom, for instance, like, she has the power, too. They're like,
of you kill yourselves!
Okay. Like, just
can't
put him
do
in front
anything
of a
about
loudspeaker
it.
And just have him, like, just...
Dude, how
yeah,
do the Bene
do
Gesserit
that larger
not...
scale?
How do they not rule the
not?
Galaxy?
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
They're OP as shit.
I'm pretty sure they hinted in the movie that the Bene Gesserit do, like, influence the, the Emperor and
yeah,
stuff
like
that.
Yeah, they're
like
the
Emperor.
Like,
has its own truth sayer.
They're the Emperor's like advisories or.
But
like,
I'm pretty sure they're. I'm pretty sure they like and like you know behind the scenes like control everything.
What if it has to do with the spice, and like only people that are affected by the spice? I don't listen. I haven't seen the movie, so I'm just going based off of what I've heard.
No, the people affected by the spice are different from the people we were talking about.
Yeah, they're just like
not everyone affected by the spice.
No, only
the people who've been living there for generations.
If you've been living there,
the spice.
No, I think if you just are there for a long amount of time, your eyes start turning blue because
yeah.
that one
it's
lady
affecting you,
right?
Yeah.
That was suiting them up in the Fremen suits.
Oh yeah,
she's
like
she wasn't actually part of the Fremen. She got integrated into them.
Accepted by them.
Yeah. But because she was there so long, she also had
blue
eyes.
But then at the end, he said, you're Fremen. She was like, yeah.
She was like, I'm pretty sure she was half Fremen and also, like, served the Emperor.
Yeah.
At some point.
But yeah.
There's some religion cult.
We talk about the Emperor a lot, but they actually do not show the Emperor at all in this movie.
Mm-mm.
Like there's mm-hmm. like they show his disciples like going to the House of Atreides to like basically I'll make a basic rundown. So in the beginning of the movie, or like right where the movie starts, the House of Hacarin were like occupying the sand place. What is the sand place called again?
Arrakis.
I always forget. They're occupying Arrakis, and the Emperor pretty much like, and they were like pretty cruel to like the sand people there. Like they would just straight up try and kill them. Like they wouldn't like bargain with them or anything. They try and rule and kill them. But the Imperial family like kicked them out. They're like, all right, you got to leave. And then they made a deal with the House Atreides to go in and take their place and continue the spice mining operations. And, you know, obviously, like, the Imperial family would, like, take a cut and whatnot. But what the House Atreides didn't know is when the House of Harrakhan left, they obviously, like, tarnished all the supplies and stuff that, like, was put in place for them to use. Like, all the like, miners and, like, all the refineries and stuff like that. Like, it's all trash, pretty much. And, like, the place is just... This is just terrible. Like, they left it in, like, really bad condition.
Yeah, like, ruins.
Yeah, and basically, like, the truthsayers kind of, like, went and made a backdoor deal with the House of Harrakhan to go and invade the House of Atreides while they were on the, like, while they just, like, moved into the planet and basically just, like, kill them all for some reason, which didn't really
That made no sense at all.
Yeah, because...
So, there was a movie in the 80s. There was a Dune movie in the 80s. Yeah, this is a remake of that.
Yeah.
In that movie, this whole plot is explained in the first 5 minutes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah. Okay. So you see one of the Maybe first characters you so meet bad. Is the Emperor.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What the heck?
And the Harkonnens show up with this big, gross alien dude. Alien dude's just like, we have plans. And then the Emperor's like, okay, here's the plan. So... just
so,
explains the whole thing. And they're like, so I'm going to kick you guys out. I'm going to make the Atreides people go to Arrakis. And
wait, really?
They you're going to go and gank the Atreides wasn't, people and kill them all.
Oh, my
wasn't
gosh.
Wasn't the old Dune movie, like, ranked really bad? Like,
yeah,
it was rated so bad.
So for, like, a, I don't know, time scale. Nick, you said there was 5 books
was
you saw?
Three.
Oh, three.
That I saw.
Nick's claiming there's 3 Dune books that came out. I think those came out in, like, 1964 or something like that, or... I don't know. That was 19-something. And then they made a Dune movie back in, like, I think the 80s. I think it was 83 when they came out with the Dune movie. I saw the trailer. It looked like trash. Nick watched the first whatever, how much of it, said it was trash.
I couldn't stand it.
Obviously,
the fight, rating... You know the fight scene in the Dune movie, the one that just came out
yeah.
with Thanos and Paul? I keep calling them Thanos.
Thanos and Paul.
But anyway, Thanos fights Paul with the shields. The shields
oh,
are cool, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what they look like in the... In the old movie, what? Schneider, you should look it up. It's so funny.
Old shield.
It's so... They basically are these giant, translucent...
I'll put it up
rectangular
on the screen,
prisms.
Oh, my gosh.
That's... You can't even see them! They're just
oh,
rectangular prisms
is?
Smashing
oh,
each other.
I think I saw a snippet of that. That was
it's
funny.
It's so retarded. I mean, it's so dumb.
So, yeah, the Dune movie that came out before did just terrible. I guess it didn't do the books justice, because I'm assuming the books were probably really good. And then they decided to do a remake of that, and it actually did pretty good. It got, you know, 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb,
dude, this
82 on Rotten
from,
Tomatoes.
Like,
what was
like,
the...
Terrible.
What the...
Yeah, look at that.
We'll pop an
image
pop it up,
up
on the screen.
Somewhere.
So bad.
That is so
you'll,
funny.
You can just look it up at home, but it was awful. I mean, if
that
you
is,
really
I'll,
want...
I'll put a comparison of the two.
Dude, that's weird, because I'm
really curious.
At...
Just watch, like, the first 20 minutes and... Never
I'm looking
old
at
that movie funny. Again.
I'm looking at all these photos, and they have photos like of how they did Blue Eyes back in the 80s.
I'm just get a Sharpie and just kind of.
Well, so what I'm assuming they did here. Is the same way that they did lightsabers, which is essentially they have to like take a piece of film and then go over that, and then frame by frame go like
yeah,
okay,
don't
blue,
they have
blue,
to,
blue, 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 blue. It's like the most painstaking.
Why don't they
shit
just
do
contacts?
I don't think they had that back then.
Because it...
When they just
in the
poured
80s,
light blue makeup.
Like blue contacts?
No, they didn't have blue contacts back
I don't
then.
Think they did.
How do you know that? Look it up. When were color contacts invented?
When were color...
1930s.
Oh, colored contacts were introduced in the late 1930s when Metro MGM makeup artist approached a Beverly Hills ophthalmologist about the possibility of changing an actor's eye color from brown to blue in an upcoming movie.
Boom. Why didn't they just do that?
But
probably because it'd give you, like, cancer back then.
Probably.
But dude, well, they had invented it. Like, they had time to fix it in 50 years. I gotta say, though.
When are we getting that WD-40 sponsor?
Oh, my gosh. So, I saw, like, compared to what I, like, the little snippet of the trailer that I saw from the old movie, the visuals in this movie are, like, astounding.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing.
Cinematography work is also very good, too.
Oh, it was great. The CGI was amazing. Did you even, like, did you think the CGI was good? I thought the CGI was great.
No, the CGI was like amazing. The worms and the
corridor. Yeah. And the giant excavator for the spice. Giant
excavator.
I'm sure the spaceships. The
flying
too.
Ships.
It was great. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, Corridor Digital did a video on it. I haven't watched it yet just because, like, you know, I haven't seen it.
Also,
movie,
another thing, the soundtrack, the main overture of this, movie.
Have you guys ever seen Glee?
No.
How does this have to do with the overture?
Okay, well, I saw a TikTok. No, listen, I saw a TikTok, and if anyone in our, you know, viewers, like, have seen Glee, you might, like, understand this, but Kurt Hummel, the, like, really, like, one of the main characters, it sounded like him saying some, like, words, I can't remember, but, like, it sounded like him saying, like, stuff.
Oh, listen, there's
it was really funny. I saw the TikTok, but
in the music?
Yeah, it was, like, the part where it was, like, I don't know.
Oh, no,
weird.
I know exactly which part. And it goes, come get your dinner. It sounds exactly
like
that.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
It sounds exactly. We might have to, I'm not going to play it now because we might get copyright strike.
Well, we already got copyright strike because I just sang it perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, perfectly.
I don't know. The soundtrack sounded, I mean, I like a good soundtrack, but like from what I heard, I was like,
no, I really liked it. Pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just like the one bit that I heard that
during
I was
during the intense scenes, it was good intense music, and during the like the cool like visual like you know overview scenes, it was like really cool like cinematography music. I don't know. Just it tied in correctly. Like it was great.
Oh, it's by Hans Zimmer.
He was a director?
No, he was the soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
He was the composer. Cool. He does.
What else would we hear Hans Zimmer in?
He did Interstellar and No Time to Die.
Oh, that's really? Probably why it was pretty good.
Like James Bond, No Time to Die.
Yeah, he also did Inception and The Dark Knight.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably why it was pretty good.
And
Interstellar.
He
music
did The Lion
A1
King.
Sauce.
Checks out.
And Dunkirk.
But anyways,
all checks out. Yeah.
I gotta say the
Zimmer
worms,
is that guy.
The worms were probably like one of my favorite parts in the movie, dude. Because just like I've never, like, obviously I've seen concepts of like big monsters and stuff like that, but just like giant sandworms that, like, you know, there's a whole gimmick to them too. They're not just kind of like these dormant things that come out every once in a while. There's like, I don't know, what seems to be like hundreds or thousands of them or whatever on this planet.
Mm.
And they travel so deep, but then if you just so happen to step in a straight line,
they're attracted to beat.
Yeah. They're, you know, thousands of feet down is what they're saying. But then just by you, like, just stepping in, like, a rhythmic.
Like,
yeah, they can feel the vibrations.
They can
you're
feel
dead.
The
yeah.
small vibrations. You're toast.
They're that
you're
connected.
You're fucking dead.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
that
the
connected
only
to
reason,
the planet.
Yeah, the only reason why Paul and his mom survived in that last scene when they're getting chased by a worm is because that worm was, like, a pretty small one. Like, compared to the freaking worm in the the beginning of the film that
freaky.
Ate the excavator.
It was freaky.
That there, excavator was...
It was how there many- most of the shot, and I didn't even realize it was there until, like, it just started emerging more and more.
The excavator was probably about, I don't know, 200 feet tall and, like,
it was huge.
It was giant.
If you paid close enough attention, you could see the teeth of it, like, come out of the sand first. But it's really hard to see. But once it starts to completely emerge, then you see the whole thing. It's like,
then you
God.
See the excavator and just a tiny speck, as this tiny speck as compared to the worm's mouth.
Yeah,
it's
the excavator's
holy
huge.
Those, shit.
So, like,
those worms reminded me
this
of
is
the...
This is the excavator. This is the worm's mouth.
Even that's actually a pretty good comparison.
Yeah.
This is the worm's mouth, and the little things are
one of these little almond
the
joys. Is the excavator.
Worms have always been like an odd fear.
No,
of
yeah,
mine.
They reminded me of the those like little bacteria monsters from like the Monsters Inside of Us. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen that show on like Animal Planet.
Magic School Bus.
No, it's called The Monsters Inside of Us. And it's like, it showed this one scene or like this one episode when I was younger about like if you accidentally eat dirt or something, you can have these like worm parasites live inside your body and eat you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is terrifying. I'm never eating dirt. I never
associate teeth with worms, though.
No, it was like, oh, they're so disgusting.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was crazy. I really liked it, though. That, I thought they were, like, incredible. And then in the very end, in the very end, they rode the worm.
Yeah,
or, like, they did. Not they did, but there was, in the very, like, end scene, they saw, like, the sand people. They were riding the worm or whatever, like so to the sand city or whatever.
The Fremen people, they worship the worms. They like
there's
there's this uber powerful worm they worship as like a god.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
I could be wrong, but it's more interesting to go off what I know. But
I thought they were just smart creatures that just kind of like ate anything that moved, including metal.
And what I thought was really cool was how they like make weapons. They made weapons out of like their teeth.
Yeah, so that was really cool. That dagger
that was given to Paul.
Yeah, that has to be really cool, though.
It's like, how do you make a weapon out of their teeth? Like, their teeth must be very strong. It was
also so cool. They're like, oh, yeah, if you, like, when they're up in the dragonfly thing, and they're like, hey, like, if you, you know, look off in the distance, if you're lucky, you'll be able to, like, spot one or whatever. They're like, hey, is that one? And it's just
coming straight towards them.
It looks like an ocean, right? It looks like a wave just going over, dude. But it's sand, and it's a freaking giant worm just causing a huge ripple in the sand and waves of sand to pour off the side.
It was like an explosion of sand that was just constantly moving forward.
You know, they did
explosion never went away. It was just
they did a perfect job of showing that like on screen. Like I don't think they could have done that better the way they showed that first worm or whatever. Like you know, getting closer in the sand. Like it was nuts.
And then like it would when it got really really close, the sand beneath you would like crackle and give, and you'd fall in. It would like turn to quicksand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
It was nuts. I don't know how they lived, but it was nuts.
They could have totally just been lazy with it though, and just been like, the worms the coming, end. And then just comes out of the earth, like, and that's it. It's like, I'm the worm, but no, it's like catastrophic. The sand's like shaking and quaking underneath you, and you're losing your balance, and you can't run away anymore.
They could have been really lazy with it, and you know how the they have like a, I don't know, it's like a pickup system for the extractors that like takes them away before the worms like actually get them. They could have been really lazy, be like, oh, that works, and then it just floats away as the worms like, damn it.
Just works last minute.
I wanted metal.
Yeah, in the old one, it was like. It had a mouth, but it was like three pieces that like opened up.
Did it have worms in the old one?
Yeah, so it had like three pieces to its mouth, but I think this one is freaking terrifying because it's just like this big hole with a bunch of
It's like a bunch of like nails for teeth. Very long nails.
I think it's because like it has like...
God, I don't like that.
But it's not as scary. It looks like a
gross whale.
It's not as scary as the new this? One, though.
That doesn't like look suction too cup. Bad, actually. Is that what it looked like in the old movie?
I think this is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you watched it.
I only watched 20 minutes. They didn't even get to Arrakis.
Where did you even watch it on?
There was a scene where it was after Paul and Thanos fought.
Or, Thanos?
I keep saying Thanos. But in the old Dune, it was Paul fighting Lord Saint... Sir Patrick Stewart.
Who's that?
Really?
He's Professor X from X-Men.
Or he's from Star Trek. He's a...
Yeah, but what character Captain does Kirk. He play?
He plays the same character that Thanos played in the new Dune. He's Thanos. That guy that Paul fights with.
You mean Josh Brolin?
Josh Brolin, yeah.
Yeah. Brolin.
Do you know what character Josh Brolin played in the movie?
He's called Gurney. But he's
Gurney.
He's just the guy who, like, fought
Remember when Paul they were sparring in the beginning?
When they were sparring, yeah.
Oh, that
Sir
dude?
Patrick Stewart is that guy in the old movie.
Mm.
I forget what we were talking about before that.
Sorry, I was so confused. I don't know.
How did you watch the old Dune movie? Where'd you watch it?
It was on HBO Max. We were like, I want to watch Dune again because it's been a while since I watched it, and I just want to have a better like memory of it for the podcast. And then we look, and it's not on there anymore because it's been a month, so they took it off. So we were like... Maybe watching the old Dune will help. So, we watched the old Dune. The first 20 minutes were super beneficial, and I could just stop watching after that. You know I left off at some... So, it was after they were done sparring. It just cut to, like, this really cringe scene. It was, like, Atreides soldiers marching, but the way they were marching, it was the most unnatural form of marching, and it just made me very uncomfortable. It was, like, very high knees and... not moving very fast.
You know,
it looked uncomfortable to perform too.
You know what, so I really was like, hope.
If this is what the rest of the movie is, I can't watch it anymore.
You know, so I really hope they implement in the next Dune movie. Remember how they mentioned they were like, "Oh, if you just put a shield over, why don't you just put a shield over the excavator or whatever, so the worms can't like, I don't know, damage it." And they were like, "Oh, if you put like a shield over it, it like sends a frequency like through the ground that makes all the like makes like pretty much every single worm in like a 100-mile radius come and just go into a feeding frenzy and like."
Wait. That would actually be very strategic. Why don't you do that?
And kill the worms. No, they wouldn't. They don't kill each other. They just go nuts and they just try and like eat whatever's on the surface around that area.
If
wow, how'd that be strategic?
If it attracts every worm on the planet,
how do they kill the worms?
No, just put it in some place you don't want to be.
I don't think they stay.
And then attract all worms to that one location and then start mining scot free.
I don't think they stay there for eternity.
Yeah, but they're all preoccupied, and you're safe because you're on the other side of the planet.
You have fun over there, worms. What I find weird
spice.
Is you say how many worms are there? Is there like
I think there's like thousands or something like that. Yeah.
So you have these massive worms who like feed off of like whatever steps on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody steps on the sand, and these things are massive, what are they eating?
They're just like Titans themselves. From Attack on Titan.
Do they just not eat?
Yeah.
That wasn't really explained, but I'm sure they're...
I mean, obviously, they
I'm
have
sure their they, main I'm source sure they of food just isn't eat. Humans.
I have a theory. They eat spice, right? But, you know, every animal has a digestive tract, and they poop. The worms, get this, it's like an infinite cycle. They poop spice. So, the means of space travel is worm poop.
So you have to sacrifice people in order to... Okay, but that still doesn't answer the question. People.
They eat spice, right? They eat the spice. That's their main source of food.
So they eat spice. They eat spice. Nothing happens to it, and it comes out as spice.
They just poop spice.
It'd just be an infinite cycle. That's why me eating my own... It's simple.
Because what else would they eat?
Interesting theory.
I don't think that theory works.
I'm pretty sure the only animal on
Arrakis...
Your
theory is stupid.
The only animal on Arrakis are worms.
I don't know. They didn't really...
I don't know.
They didn't really go in depth with that. I guess they really could have, like, you know, because...
You don't see any other animals.
Okay, but in one of the scenes, Paul was, like, learning about the worms or something like that. So they could have been like, oh, yeah, they feed on, like...
What do the people of Arrakis, like, eat, though? Like, the freaking... Those people.
Spice.
No, yeah.
World runs in spice.
And get this.
Weren't they trying to eat each other?
They also poop spice.
Weren't they trying to eat each other?
I think so, yeah. Because
wasn't the one guy who they, like, fought in the end, he's like, we need your water and we need your blood or something like that. Or I don't even know.
So
I'm pretty sure it was because, like, the Harkonnens, like, starved them. I don't know.
So, like, you go in... what if we had that equivalent, though? So, like, in their world, you can't step on sand. But imagine it was, like...
Well, you can. What they teach them to do is... it's called, like, the...
Sandwalk.
The sandwalk, yeah. And they basically just kind of, like... You basically walk out of rhythm. So, you, like, you kind of, like, take two steps and then, like, jump to the side. And then maybe, like, you know, like, slush your foot on... Like, you know, make, like, a... I don't know. Just kind of, like... You just move, like, out of rhythm. And they don't really... They don't get attracted to that because it's not, like... You know, that's what it is.
Then why don't the excavators?
I think one of us needs to recreate this just for demonstration.
Why don't the excavators then just create an offbeat tone?
I don't know. Well, then, I mean, think about it. Like,
it's a huge machine, though.
That has the engine running. That's constantly like da 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 da.
I guess that's true. There,
like, I don't know how you mute. But what that, if, unless you make it electric?
But anyway, what if the equivalent was like the ocean for us? Like, what if just the entirety of Earth was like. Just ocean, and then, like, this small little section, or there's different sections of just, like, islands or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, in order for you to get your food, you have to go in water. But the second you, like, start swimming in water, like, let's say the water's, like, I don't know, like, 500 feet deep, or however extremely
there's
deep
giant
is.
Worms
that... No, there's just massive just creatures. The moment you, like, splash in the water,
the Reaper Leviathan
see,
comes after
yeah,
you.
All you see is, like, a Megalodon coming at you at, like, extreme speed, and then you're just,
that's
like...
That's terrifying.
Yeah, because I'm scared of the ocean and
Tyrannosaurus Rex with fins coming after you.
The only difference is that you can walk on sand. You can't really walk on water. So
yeah, but sand, I think at like, well, maybe not. Never mind. I was going to say sand, Like, loose sand is just as hard to maneuver in as, like...
And when the worms get really close to you, they vibrate the sand so much to where it makes it into quicksand, so you basically just can't move. You're kind of just... You're stuck.
I think that's why those are so scary to me, is because they, like, have the equivalent of, like, something that you'd find only in the ocean.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about the combat in this movie? Like, the action fighting is so... It's so interesting, because it all revolves around this idea that you have shields, right?
Mm-hmm.
The shields deflect anything that moves super fast. Right. So in order to fight through the shield, you have to... It basically forces you into hand-to-hand combat. It's, like, very interesting.
You have to do it slow, though, to be able to penetrate the shield.
Yeah, like, you have to move your dagger past the shield and then shank them or something. But the overall combat is so fluid, and the camera shots are nice and still, too. I don't really remember there being shaky camera in this movie during fights. It's all very fluid and one shot. It's not like traditional Western style cinematography where it's like camera shots constantly cutting off. You don't really know who's hitting who because the camera's shaking so much. But it's like, it's kind of like John Wick, right? The fights are so smooth in this, and it's fun. It's very fun to watch, you know. I made a note of the scene where Paul kind of looks into the future, and it's him fighting with the Fremen against the Emperor's blades.
Yeah, yeah.
That scene was so cool, dude.
Yeah, where he's, like, jumping all over the place.
He's, just running through dudes, like, running their shit with a dagger.
What was considered to be fast, though?
What do you mean?
Like, you say it deflects anything that's fast.
So, like, bullets or a tank shell.
Even, like, a sword or, shrapnel. Like, a dagger or something. If you go too fast like this, it's not going to go through. You have to, like, sit there and, like... Like, that slow. See, the... I don't know. What I thought was kind of stupid is, like, the tranquilizer on the... leader. Paul's dad.
It wasn't even It was a poison dart or something.
I don't know. It just made... It made him,
so, you remember that thing that Paul saw? That little fly thing? At the end of it?
Yeah.
It was that thing, I think.
No, it was...
That wasn't what got the dad.
It was a straight-up, like, dart. Like, they...
It was?
Like, they threw a dart. Yeah. But, like... So the leader, he was wearing a shield, but like somebody shot a tranquilizer dart at the at his back, and literally like the only reason why he got hit with it is because
it was in that one spot.
It's because it was in that one spot. He's like, I can't get it. Swatted away when he could have just like, I don't know, moved his back into the wall and kind of like shoot it off.
Yeah, moved his back into the wall. Yeah, but how was it staying up?
Listen, it was just like vibrating and like hovering on his body. Why wouldn't it just fall?
It almost was like it was just burrowing through the shield.
Yeah, it was like it was like being it was like,
brute like, forcing itself through the shield.
Yeah, so like it was attracted to it.
But it was there for a good 5 seconds before it actually like penetrated the shield and went into it.
Like violently shaking. It was like,
I don't understand how it stayed up though.
What was that movie you just did?
Like gullet.
Yeah, and then was like, okay, and then when the House of Harakan came and attacked House Atreides, they were bombing their like buildings and stuff like that, and the buildings had shields on them, but the shields were completely useless.
Yeah,
they got
blown up.
Yeah, because like the bullets, they would go on top of it, and the bullet would just kind of like sit there for a second until it could like slowly fall through the shield and then blow up the thing. I'm like, what's the point of the shield then? You're just delaying the inevitable by 5 seconds.
It was like they had weaponry to combat that technology. It was like,
yeah, but it was really poopy and like didn't work and got blown up.
They designed shells that hit their target when they make contact with the shield. They like slowed down. I don't know.
Remember in Thor: The Dark World, where the elf dude pretty much like takes down the shield for, I don't know, Thor's homeworld or whatever. What is it called?
Asgard.
Asgard. Yeah, he takes down the shield of like Asgard from like the inside by just like, I don't know, punching something, and like the whole shield comes down, and all the goblins are able to come and invade. That's basically what this is. Like the doctor, like was a traitor to like the leader, and he was like single-handedly turned off the shield, which is very flawed.
Yeah.
There was like two guards watching the shield, and like he just kind of like snuck up on him, like. And, like shot him.
Yeah,
and just walked in like, turn off, and then everybody died.
Yeah, and he did it because he was trying to save his family, but his family was already dead.
Yeah, his family died, and then basically he he betrayed him, right? Because mm-hmm. the enemy, like the other house, had his like enslaved his like his wife and kid or something like that. Yeah. Maybe it was just his wife.
Mm-hmm. No, wife and kid, yeah.
Yeah, and he wanted him back, so you know he struck a deal with him, like on the backhand. He was like, "Hey, like you know, if you betray them and like shut down their shields, we can get in. You know, I'll get you your like wife and kid back." He was like, "All right." So, you know, fast forward, he turns off the shield, tranquilizes the leader. And then he takes out the leader's tooth and replaces it with a poison tooth. So he's like, okay, when you're in the room with him, like after obviously I leave, hopefully, then just bite down your tooth and it'll literally kill everybody in the room. So he does that. And then, you know, fast forward to the scene where like the, you know, the two house leaders are talking to each other. Doesn't he call him cousin?
Yeah.
Are they related?
I guess so.
They might be related. Not, you don't recognize the relation at all, but anyways, also, yeah, he basically is like, the dude's like, I've done, you know, the guy who betrayed him to the bad guy who's like, I've done what you said, please free my wife and kid now. And he's like, let me finish eating first.
Let me think about that.
There and gobbles down his like, disgusting food that he's slurping down.
I think it was humans.
Ugh. And then he like, you know, and then he like turns on his floating back power and he like kind of, the fat man like floats over the table and he's like, come here. grabs him by the neck. He's like, go join them.
Listen, the villain is like this big old like snake body. He looks like he's really gross. He's literally
Eldritch the Deep.
No, he doesn't have a snake body. He just wears dresses to make him look very tall and like snake-like.
Yeah, but I think he has like a snake body. How the fuck is he levitating then?
Have you not seen... You don't remember that scene where like those little back thing like turns on and then like he kind of just like floats up?
Why is that? That's so useless.
He's just a big old dude with the floating technology or whatever.
I'm actually convinced he's. I don't think that makes him float. Elongated man.
No, I think he has a snake body.
No, because you see the scene of him just straight up floating.
I think he has a snake body. Like he's just like a really long like, he's just really long.
Also,
I think so.
That makes sense to me. Why would he just float? That makes no sense.
Piece of shit didn't die. Why would he just float in the air? When Duke Atreides like bit down on the cyanide pill and released that poisonous gas everywhere.
Yeah. So, fast forward, Nick. Dude bites down on the tooth, the poison tooth that he got implanted, kills obviously himself. But then, like that, the range of that poison is like insane and instant too.
It automatically fills up the entire room.
He just kind of like kills like immediately, except for the head, the Duke of Harrakhan or whatever, who just kind of like gets all scared or like, you know, he's like choking on it and like floats up to the ceiling. So then like later when they check in on him, they're like, "What happened in here?" And everybody's dead. And they look up. He's just like.
I'm just having sleepy time on the ceiling.
That was so stupid.
And then their way of healing him is dunking him in a big bath of oil.
Yeah. From
Yeah, I'm looking at that image right now.
It's just human paste.
God, it's so
like, human oil paste.
No, he floats.
That's so stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he floats. He's not just elongated boy. He just wears dresses to make him look like he's elongated.
Why?
Who knows, bro? He
it's so dumb.
He eats humans and kills people brutally and is cruel. I think pretty him sure wearing just, dresses is like the least.
I'm pretty sure when he has a dress on, he's just attached to the human centipede. So he's got another person's head up his ass.
Oh god.
Then he goes floaty mode and then he takes the guy's head out of his ass and he's like,
oh god,
look at me. Also, I call complete bullshit because gas takes up the volume of its container. So the gas would go all the way to the ceiling. How the fuck did he not get poisoned?
Yeah, that's what's so stupid.
I don't know.
Man. This would have been such a short movie. The shitty movie, too.
I don't think it would have been short, because he kind of, like, went dormant after the whole, like, you know, getting hurt by the poison scene. He was just kind of, like, chilling in his bath of oil while his nephew, like, kind of took over operations.
He apparently just has a strength of, like, two elephants, so he needs, like, to be bit by 10... rattlesnakes to die.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was funny though. Like throughout the movie, like they're like, "What? So why are we going to Harrakhan or whatever to, you know, like do all this or whatever?" And the dad was like, "Well, basically we have air power and we have ground power, or we have ocean power and air power, but we don't have." And he's like, "What is it, Dad?" And he's like, "Sand power." Like straight up.
Yeah, there was straight moments.
It's called sand power. Yeah. And then I was like, well, okay, that's derpy. And then at the very end, like the mm-hmm. like the scene where they're like walking into the sand people's like town or whatever, and they're like everything's all happy, and they're like, yeah, it's gonna be great. He like turns and like looks at his mom. He's like, sand power. I'm like, what the heck? It's so derpy. Like, why'd they have to call it sand power?
You had land and ocean power. You wanted sand power. Now you have no power because you're all dead.
Yeah, your entire population is wiped out. You have no power.
Get wrecked. Get memed on by the Emperor who never appears in the movie. Aside from the Emperor never appearing in this movie, I can't find any gripes with this film.
Yeah, I really wonder what the Emperor looks like. But honestly, I think that's a good thing they didn't show him because it gives everybody a sense of mystery. Like, oh, who is this Emperor guy that we're talking about, you know?
They better cast him good, though, because they're making it be like he's, like, powerful.
Yeah, I'm sure
like, they can. Like, really big, powerful. Bad, and powerful.
I swear.
Dave Bautista.
I was going to say, I swear if it's Bautista The Rock, too. it's going to be a tank.
No, it's not.
I swear, my rating of the entire trilogy will go from, like, an 8 to that's, a 5.
It's like
Ryan Reynolds or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but, like, those...
Hey, guys, I'm the Emperor. Also, you're dead.
They're put into categories. Like, there's actors who, like, you can put in serious movies, like, all the time. And then there's actors where they can kind of go both ways. And then there's actors where... No matter what you do with them, it's probably not going to work. Kevin Hart is, like, a strange one because he was in that, like, really good movie where his, like, wife died. But even him, he's, like...
They should just make...
It's like Will Smith
Just make Daniel Craig the Emperor.
Daniel Craig.
Or Sir Patrick Stewart. Just make Sir Patrick Stewart
the Emperor. Bring him back
make
in.
Make that a homage to the trash heap
That'd
of the
first
That'd
honestly be kind of, like, funny but cool, you know?
Yeah.
As, like, a...
Yeah. Homage to the
the very first.
Do, I mean, do it while probably. He's still like, you know, healthy and kicking. You know.
How old is he?
He's pretty old.
He's pretty old. That's funny how.
I'm just saying, I'm giving the Dune crew some really good ideas. I really think they should take me up on these offers.
Do you know how much Zendaya
approach Sir Patrick Stewart? Give me like 10%.
You know how much Zendaya got paid to get her like 8 minutes of screen time? I'm pretty sure the entire time they needed her for this film was like 2 days. Or something like that.
She got paid, what, like $1 million?
No, she got paid for 8 minutes of, like, screen time and, like, only 2 days of work, like $300,000. But still, like, that's put that in perspective. I think I saw that she got paid for the first Spider-Man movie. She got paid, like, only $300,000. I mean, not, I say only, but, like, you know, she got paid $300,000 to be in, like, you know, the whole Spider-Man movie. And this movie, she was only in for, like, total screen time of 8 minutes. And got paid $300,000 for 2 days of
like
work.
Like the same amount, basically. Right?
I mean, she was basically the face of all the trailers that have been coming out about the movie, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of people were pissed they only saw that, like, a small amount of her.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's good for marketing, you know? Because it's like
she's definitely going to be in the movie more now, though.
Yeah, now she'll probably be more of a main character and probably get paid millions to be in the movie.
I like comparing this movie to, like, The Lord of the Rings and those other movies because it's going to be. I think it's going to be a very popular trilogy.
I don't know if it's going to be on par with those.
I don't think it might compare. But I can hope.
I hope it does.
You know, in the first Lord of the Rings, you don't really get introduced to Legolas and, like, the dwarf guy. I forget his name. You don't get introduced to them until, like, the end of the first movie. And then they're, like, in all the second and third movie. So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Zendaya will be all over the next coming movies for Dune. So...
Well, I'm sure.
Why'd you make that face?
I didn't make the face for any reason.
Made the face.
We're at an hour. You guys want to give your
let's
ratings?
Let's give the reviews. We're running out of time.
We're almost out of time. We got about 2 minutes before.
Let's make
we're
it nice and quick.
Here.
No.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Just throw a number.
Well, okay. because.
Oh,
Vicky,
shit.
Anyway.
Number.
Oh.
Two.
I don't give a rating.
Why?
Yeah.
What am I going to give it on? What I've heard?
I mean, I guess.
From what I've heard.
From what I've heard.
It's like a 7 out of 10.
Would you watch this movie?
Oh, I'd probably watch it. Go ahead. Just go.
Do you trust me, Schneider? Do you trust me for this rating? Just give the same rating that I give, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd watch it again.
We've
actually
watched it twice.
I haven't actually watched it twice all the way through.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know if I would watch it again, but I would watch the sequel if they came out with it. So
oh, 100%.
I would probably give it like a 7.5.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not an 8.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the movie. The main thing that got it for me was the cinematography. Sandpower. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the derpy memes of Sandpower.
There were some funny parts in it.
Yeah, there was some funny, like, it wasn't made to be funny in the movie, but I just found it funny, yeah. Like, you know, looking at it. Like, there was really, it's kind of how I liked it. There was really no, like, it was all serious. Well, I wish there was had a little comedy to it, but it was basically, like, all serious, like,
yeah.
Straight to the point, but good story. So, mm-hmm. You know, for all the reasons I mentioned before, I'm going to give it a 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good movie.
Excellent cinematography and world building. Lays his groundwork for a really good series.
100%.
You know, really excited to watch the next movie, so I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
You know, does nothing wrong. But, you know, it's not, like, the best movie I've ever seen. It's just a good movie. It's a very good movie. I'd watch it again.
Yeah. I mean, hey, our final rating is pretty much on par with all the other critics.
Probably
so.
An 8 out of 10, yeah.
If we can get a drum roll, please. It can actually be popped up on the screen above us now.
Oh, no. We're going to die of worms.
7.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Woo. Cool. Actually, I didn't hear that because the yay thing just played.
Oh. Yeah, the sound effect for it?
The sound effect.
No!
Yay!
We could just do that sound effect.
It's my favorite effect that
but
we
yeah, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We love to hear your feedback. We have... Shout out to Mark DeHamlet. Don't really know who you are. Don't
Mark
know if you're
Applier.
One of our friends or something like that, but you're a homie. You comment on, like, all of our videos, and we love replying to your comments, and... He recently just said that he watched us on Apple Podcasts. He sent a comment saying, I just watched you on Apple Podcasts. He was wondering when we're going to upload all of our old videos.
Mm.
Or he or she. I'm assuming it's a he. But upload all of our old videos onto the thing. And I was like, man, that's cool. It's like a viewer who actually like cares so far. So shout out to you, Mark DeHamlet. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, dude. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah,
really
bro.
Appreciate it.
You a homie. And yeah, that's pretty much all we got.
All right. So we're out of here.
Peace out, everybody.
Sorry for being late.
Subscribe if you want to see more. And yeah, peace.